It's Thursday, the 28th of August, and it's a damp morning. It's not raining, but it has been through the night. Skies are overcast. Incredibly, it's warm. It really is. My goodness, we don't have get some swings in weather and temperatures. Yesterday morning it was freezing cold. I heard someone say yesterday that they had to scrape their windscreen. I didn't have that, but we did have heavy dew and a hard down at the first frost somewhere locally. But this morning it's incredibly mild and warm. I'm just out here in a shirt. And it feels so nice and comfortable. And still hardly a breath. Just noticed that my climber on the wall behind me, oh my goodness, I can never remember its full name. I just remember all my plants' Latin names, common and Latin names. I know it's tricuspidata. That one means three lobes. And it's going, I say it's going off, I say it's going over. Right here at the bottom, low level here, it's already fiery red and orange. And I can see that the top is the same, but in the middle still green. But if it gets a chance and goes over properly with the right weather, it's stunning. It's beautiful. Hello, Mr. Blackbird. How are you? He's swallowing, picking up as much porridge as he can. Made extra this morning. Going to fatten them all up for the winter. That's a strange thing. I see Mr. and Mrs. Blackbird in my garden every day. Well, every day that I'm here and there, here, if you know what I mean. How do I know that every day I come out, that every year I come out, it's the same blackbird? Well, it can't be, because they don't live that long. But I never think of it that way. I just think of the resident pair just being Mr. and Mrs. Blackbird and being reincarnated. In fact, I don't even think about them being reincarnated. They're just always Mr. and Mrs. Blackbird. So long as I've got a Mr. and Mrs. Blackbird in my garden, I've got the basis of a firm foundation in my life. Don't really talk so much about Mr. or Mrs. Wren or Blue Tit or Coal Tit, Robin, even Rocky, not so much. Mr. and Mrs. Blackbird, part of my life. Maybe one day I'll come back as a blackbird. I'll come back to my own garden. Life is strange. Life's complex when you really think about it. Sometimes it's far too complex for us. I know sometimes it's... at times it's too complex for me. What is it they talk about? Spinning plates and juggling balls and... and then one day they come crashing down. Life should be simpler. I always think of, especially modern day life, and probably even going back to the time that I was working hard and long hours and away from the family and all those kind of things, of one of those time-lapse videos that you watch, especially of towns and cities where things are zooming about at a fantastic speed and I think it's been like that. It just seems that, the weeks and months and years just zoom past in a kind of blur. And in between towns, I've found, a way to sidestep that fast motion and be at a normal pace and enjoying life and being relaxed and calm, and then all too soon back into the, we're sucked back into the melee of this fast forward motion. Look at the months now. I mean, well, for me anyway, they do say as you get older that time goes by quicker. Well, I've certainly noticed that. I'm not unique in that. We've all noticed as we get older, days seem to come and go, and even weeks come and go, and before you know it, a month's come and went, and all too soon it's, oh hey, it's April, fantastic, oh wait a minute, it's October, where the heck, where's it going to end? Are we just going to be more wrapped up in things that don't involve enjoying and relaxing? They say that life is short. Life is short, really. We don't always make the best of the time we have. Spend so much time. Look at Sundays now. I know maybe it's down to... Well, no, I know it's down to modern life, and it didn't happen in my time when I was sucked into the oblivion. Look at Sundays now. You can't get near the supermarkets on a Sunday. on a Sunday. It's just madness. People are spending their Sundays shopping in supermarkets. And maybe it's just me getting older and thinking of times past when things were slower. My mum and dad's time when things were slower, when people weren't flying about in fast cars or mobile phones and never taking time to switch them off and switch the car off, and where people walked and cycled and took time to play in the garden and crops in the garden and lean over the fence, blathering with your neighbour. I remember all those things in my childhood. Well, not just my childhood, but I remember all those things. Where the van came round and sold you your cakes, and the butcher came round, the grocer came round with his horse-drawn cart. Yes, even in my day, yes, even while I was 17 and 18, there was still that. Clip, clop, go on quick, catch the horses dropping for the roses before he moves away. Is this me switching back? No, it was just a nicer, quieter time. Life now, as I look around my own town, oh, hit the fast forward button immediately, you leave the door, woof, you're off. Midges are biting this morning.